You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We're starting a new series this Sunday, and ito yung title niya, It's Not About the Money. Okay, it's not about the money. Very strategic. Every year for the past 4 or 5 years, every November, we talk about money. We talk about finances. We talk about what hits us hard and sometimes what we aspire so much. It's all about the money. Sobra strategic siya kasi papasok na yung mga bear months. Di ba? Or andito na yung bear months. Pagdating ng December, it's either hinihintay mo na yung bonus mo or for 13-month pay. Who's praying for 14-month pay? Ayaw nyo? Ako sana makita ni Pastor Dennis. 14-month. Diba? Sino gusto ng 15-month? Oy, pakatotoo kayo. Yeah. We've been praying for that. But that question is, what do we do with God's blessings? Do we understand why He blesses us? And then ultimately is, are we already rich? Or are we still trying to get rich? Diba? Some of us have that mentality that we still want to get rich. Okay? Medyo endorsement of the book of Pastor Dennis, Rich for Life. He says in this book that sometimes we try to get rich. Diba? All of us wants to get rich, trying to get rich. But we forget and we kumbaga, nakalimutan natin that we are already rich. We are already rich. The question now is how to be rich. Okay? It's very intentional and we've allotted 4 Sundays for this preaching. Today we're going to talk about serving faithfully, then receiving freely, then managing wisely, and then giving generously. Okay? For 4 Sundays, please come here and be with us. When I got this assignment to come here and preach, most of the time I get so fidgety and excited. At the same time, medyo nervous ako kasi God's word, eh, diba? I mean, sharing God's word. But this is really a challenge for me. I want to come clean. I want to come clean to everybody that this is really a challenge because I know, I profess, I openly admit to everyone here that I'm going through this. That it's also a challenge for me. How many of you would say that you don't have any problems with money? No problems. Whether may pera ka, wala kang pera, or wala kang problema sa pera. Pwedeng taas na kamay. Sino wala problema sa pera? Wala, di ba? Sa tingin ko, kahit anong tatanong ko, hindi naman kayo magtataas, di ba? Yeah, just checking. But it's true. All of us go through this. But you know that at the end of the day, we have to realize that money, going after money, gives you empty promises. Empty promises. Empty promises. And I do hope that this 4 weeks, we learn together. We should learn together. When I prepared message, I started learning. And up until now, I know that I will learn something new from this. God knows that we were going to go through problems like this. Do you know in the Bible, there's 500 verses, more than 500 verses on prayer. Prayer alone, 500 verses. Almost 500 verses on faith. Faith, you know, faith is important. But do you know that there's more than 2,000 verses on money alone? 2,000 on money alone. Jesus' parable. I love his parables because yun yung ginagamit ko sa tatlong anak ko. I have 3 kids, especially on isa bunso namin who's 3 years old. I use the parables to tell her the stories. Parable alone, almost half of the parables are about money. It's about the money. But is it really about the money? Is it really about the money? That's the question that we have to answer. Different quotes about money. Yeah, have you heard this quote before? Money makes the world go round. Diba? Yung mga tumango, like si Josh, like si Tito Bonnie, napaghalata yung age nyo, diba? 70s and 80s yan eh. Yan yung tagline. Money makes the world go round. Is it true? Yung iba sabi naman nila, diba? No money, no honey. No money, no honey. Yung iba, tumitingin siya sa katabi, totoo. You will know. Nga pala, I just wanna, is Christian still here? The one who led worship a while ago, the one in, ano ba tawag sa pantalon niya? Rust, salmon, or orange? Si Christian, di ba? He just got married, 3 weeks. 3 weeks pa lang, he's our campus minister. And doon lang nagpagkatotoo. Meron siyang honey, pero parating pa lang yung money, di ba? So it's not true. How about this? Money is relative. Is money relative? They say money is relative. The more money you have, the more relatives you get. Is that true? We look at what the Bible say. Ultimately, as I prepared this, as I searched my heart, I say, God revealed to me all His promises is already in that book. Question now is, are we willing to obey? Are we obeying it? Sometimes you don't read it. Pumunta kayo dito, wala kayong dahil ng Bible. Paano kayo yayaman? It's in the Bible. All His promises for you. Na mayaman ka na andoon. But you don't read it. Some people naman, they just read it or they prayed for it, pero pinipili lang, relay. Kung ano gusto ko, yun. You have to openly know that the Bible that's written for you is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. His promise for you is never ending. His promise for us will always be there. The question is, are we obeying? In reverence to God's word, can I ask everybody to stand up? If you have your Bibles, please open to Matthew 6:24. If you don't have a Bible, we got a screen here. But I'm praying that you would bring your Bible next time. Let's all together say it out loud. Let's go. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despite the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you're the author and perfecter of our faith. Father, as we learn your very word today, I pray that it will penetrate our hearts. Lord, that I pray, Lord, that it would open things, Lord, that we've never seen before. And Lord, that our eyes would also see, Lord, who you really are in our lives, Father. And I pray, Lord, that your very word, Lord, will bring life to us, Father. I pray, Lord, that there will be no condemnation, but rather, Lord, a fresh revelation of who you truly are. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody say, amen. You can take your seats. Guys, asking you a prayer. This is already my third service, and it's still the same. My prayer is that all of us, as we dive into the Word, is that we will be challenged. We will challenge that it's fine time that chains will be broken. Fine time that when we look at our heart, we know that we don't like the heart of stone, that we want it to turn flesh, and to know that, yes, that our purpose in Him. I want to start with a quote from A.W. Tozer. It says here, money often comes between men and God. Someone has said that you can take two small 10-cent pieces, just two dimes, and shut out the view of the panoramic landscape. Go to the mountains and just hold two coins closely in front of your eyes. The mountains are still there, but you cannot see them at all because there is a dime shutting off that vision in each eye. He said that with this two dimes, it could actually shut out the view, our view of God. And even a view as beautiful as this, a God's creation. Kung may ganyan daw mountain, pero meron tayong dalawang, ano ba tawag sa 25 yung isa? Ano tawag dito? G's. Tama. G's centimos. When you put it in your eye, you can actually shut out your vision. When I hold it like this, I can actually not see you whether you're sleeping or not, or whether you're still there or not. They said, A.W. Tozer said this, that if we focus on money, even though it's as small as a dime, two dimes, 20 cents, that we can shut out our vision of God. Difference of getting rich and being rich. As I told you earlier, when I read the book of Pastor Dennis, he even mentioned in his book that a study in the States of lottery winners, that lottery winners, 70% of them would lose their winning just in a span of 3 to 5 years. Can you imagine that? Some have won $10 million, $50 million, $100 million. Pero pwedeng mawala lahat yun if we focus on the money and not on that giver. Let's go to Matthew 6:19-24. As we go through these verses, we're going to answer three questions. Three questions that would answer who we serve. Who we serve. Who's our master? Matthew 6:19-20. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. First question we have to answer is, where is your treasure? Where is your treasure? Where do you store your treasure? Go back to the verse. Where do you store your treasure? Is it on earth? Where rust destroy thieves break in and steal. Di ba? Hindi natin sinabi na do not go to the store. Okay, some of us, di ba? Pag kakakuha pa lang natin ng sweldo, tanong na natin eh, saan tayong store pupunta? Di ba? Ako lang ba yun? Ako lang ba truthful dito? Di ba? Yung iba nga, ang magic word natin, palagi hinahanap natin is? Hindi, naka-apat na services ka na kasi. Hindi, ang tanong natin, di ba, sale. Saan yung may sale? What store do we go to? You have to admit that we live in a very materialistic and success-driven world today. I remember the story of a rich young man who had a BMW, and he wants to test his car kung gaano kabilis. This happened in the States. And hindi ko alam kung gaano kabilis yan. No? Meron akong BMW sa bahay, pero ganito lang kaliit. So, hindi ko mag-gets kung gaano siya kabilis. This rich young man driving his car, and he met an accident. When he met an accident, somebody called 911, the ambulance came, and people attended to him. Pag-attend sa kanya, tanong sa kanya, sir, are you okay? He got out of the car. He said, sir, are you okay? When he got out of the car, sabi niya kagad, oh no, my car, my BMW, what happened? And then nakita nung guy that his hands were actually naputol. Sabi niya, sir, your arms got severed. What happened to your hands? Sigaw siya, oh, my Rolex, where's my Rolex? You would see there, what's more important? Is it his life? His arms? Rolex ang hinanap. This, true story. In one of the couples that we met before, they started young in their marriage and they had fights. And when they went to counseling one time, the guy told me, you know, Pastor, okay na. Mas okay na kami ngayon sa relationship namin. Mas mabilis na natatapos yung mga away namin. Mas nagsasabit na yung wife. Sabi namin, oh, talaga, that's good. How do you do that? What happened to you? Ano yung mga revelation? Pinagpipray nyo ba? Ano yung nangyari? Sabi nung husband, nagulat ako kaya pala tahimik yung babae. Sabi nung husband, this is what we do, Pastor. I just go to her closet, inside her room. I just open the closet, open her Gucci bag and LV bag, mga Louis Vuitton bag, and then I just tell her, if you won't submit, I'll throw this away. Tapos daw yung away. That might be funny. Even the BMW story might be funny. But did it struck you? Did it hurt you there inside? Are we like that? Do we store up our treasures on earth or in God's kingdom? Do you store your treasure on earth or in God's kingdom? Earthly kingdom. When you store your treasures in the earthly kingdom, it gives you self-satisfaction. Alam mo yun, I achieved something. I'm fulfilled. I feel fulfilled. I'm the winner. I am. Self-satisfaction. It gives you that self-satisfaction. But when you store up things in God's kingdom, it's true satisfaction. What's true satisfaction? Contentment. That's true satisfaction. Peace. That's true satisfaction. Joy. Joy that gives you true satisfaction. You store up in the earthly kingdom, it's short-lived. Parang fad. Parang uso-uso lang. Parang ano ba yun? Mga zagu. Di ba? Uso-uso lang. After a while, mawawala. Di ba? Pag nalaman ng taong nakakataba pala siya. Di ba? Parang ako, doon ako tumaba eh. Wala na. Makakalimutan mo na siya. It's a fad. God's kingdom, it's unending. It's unending. It's the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. It will never end. It will never change. We change. People change. But He doesn't change. Earthly kingdom, when you store your treasures there, it's performance-based. It's how good you can become. It's all you, driven by me, I. God's kingdom, there's eternal purpose. You know that you go, after you fulfill anything, you give Him back the glory. And it's eternal. Hindi siya mawawala. When you say kingdom, earthly and God's kingdom, pag may kingdom, ano kailangan meron? Ha? King. Kailangan may hari. In God's kingdom, who's the king? Who? God. In the earthly kingdom, who's the king? Diba? Some say, the devil. Diba? Yung iba ganun, but the devil. Look at it this way. It might as well be you. Might be you. Might be yourself. Might be I. Might be me. The king might be you. Your own kingdom. Check our hearts now. Where do you store your treasures? This is my story. My family is a family of business people. My lolo came here when he was 11 years old from Fujian, China. When he came here, a pair of chopstick, one pair of pants, and two shirts. Very strategic yun eh. Chopstick kasi hindi siya marunong magkutsara tindor. So may dala siyang chopstick. Came from China, became a stevedor in the port, and then hit it big, went to the provinces, traded corn and grains, made business, and then came my dad. My dad studied and graduated at 19 years old, became a CPA at 19 years old, started his own business. Business people. In our dinner table, we're Chinese. Mukha ba akong Chinese? Ha? Mukha ba akong Chinese, no? I eat Chinese food. Basta Chinese. In our dinner table, what we'll talk about, two things. Sabi ko, two things. First is the food, and then next is money. It's really about money. Making money, how to make money, why you don't have money. Basta lahat ng money. Pinakamabilis yun. Dati naalala ko sa table namin, pag may hihingin kami sa dad ko, asik ito yung dinner table. Una-una, he's stuffing his food. So lahat ng hiningi mo, pinapagalit na ka na, pero ginagawa namin yun. Hindi ko to sinabi kanina, dito siya. But it's true. We talk about that. Just money and then food. And then I had a dream. I had a dream to make it big. Had several businesses, small businesses, big businesses. And my dream was at 40 years old is to semi-retire. To play golf. I love playing golf. Not anymore. Maybe in my iPad. But to play golf and just go around, travel, watch over my children, especially my daughter, para walang magliligaw. That was my plan. That was my dream. But I never felt any contentment while I was doing business. Even the competition was so steep that I competed with not only my brother-in-laws, my cousins, everyone else. Umabot sa point that I was actually, when I look at it, I was actually challenging and competing on my own. I was competing on my own. Hindi mas sila nakakapag-compete sa akin eh. Ako lang pala nagigipag-compete sa kanila. And it was a time that I saw that I would never get any satisfaction there, any form of contentment. It's like how right now when we acquire different gadgets, di ba? Pag naka-iPhone 1 ka na, di ba? Gusto mo na ng iPhone 2, 3, may 3S, ngayon may 5S. Susunod yung iPhone 6, may ABCD na eh. Di ba? Iba-ibang model na, but still you want to acquire more. But where do you store up your treasure? Will that have eternal purpose? Up until the time that I got to know Christ and I knew my eternal purpose and I tried to live it out and fulfill His plans in my life. Talking about gadgets, my son, 13-year-old, I bought him a phone and nahulog. Nabasag. Nabasag yung phone, nabasag yung LCD. I wanted to, really, as a parent, di ba, nabasagan yung cellphone yung anak mo. Siyempre, ikaw magpapaayos yun or ikaw magpapalit yun. Gusto ko ilabas lahat. Parang, anak, alam mo ba kung gaano kamahal yung telepono yan? Alam mo ba na yung gabi ginagawa kong araw, yung araw ginagawa kong gabi? Parang totoo yun. Nadadramahan ko nga eh. But I stepped back and I thought about it. What would it show my child? What would I show my eldest son? That the phone is more valuable than him? I thought about that eternal purpose there. Where am I putting treasure? Where am I storing? And I want to be able to minister to him at the same time. He was already so crushed about that phone. I was already so crushed also. Sabi ko, nako, mahal na LCD. Maski Green Hills yan, no, mahal na LCD. But yet, I had to stop. And I was able to not just to pacify him, but even plant something in him. that those things, material, earthly gains, would one day or another would be useless. Don't get me wrong. When we say about saving or investment, I'm not saying that don't invest in anything in the world, anything that would have gains. Even in the book of Pastor Dennis, Church for Life, sinabi niya doon, there's three kinds of investment. First investment is short-term investment. Yung mga kailangan mo ngayon. Okay? There's a different difference between need and want. The things that you need now, short-term investments. And then long-term investments that would make you secure. Save up for it. But there's a third one. Third investment is that it would give you eternal gain. Eternal value. Let's concentrate on that. Let's put our hearts into that. And He commands us to invest in God's kingdom. Why is that? Let's go back again to the verse. Why is that? Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. Because when you store up in God's kingdom, nothing will be able to take it away from you. It would not rust. Hindi siya masisira. Hindi siya mawawala. This is a picture of a house that's has termite problem. Parang ganyan yung itsura ng bahay ko ngayon. Bahay ko kasi is like termite infested right now. And true enough, moth can destroy it. Termites can eat it up. Even the house, a house that you built. Another story I want to share about a house is how my wife and I were blessed by my lolo when before he passed away, when I got married in 1999, he blessed us with a house. Gave us a house. Fully furnished house. 400 square meter house. Big. It's huge. I miss that house. It has garden. He even furnished it with a car. May bahay ka na furnished na. May kotse pa. But one thing was missing there. God wasn't there. All through the 7 years of our marriage, when we were in that house, God wasn't there. He wasn't part of the house. Meron, konti, pagkakain kami, say grace. Diba? Pag na-aching, God bless you. Ginamit po pa si God, eh, no? But He wasn't really there in our marriage. And the sad part is, we almost separated. Actually, we got separated. 24 hours. Naghiwalay kami ang asawa ko. For 24 hours. Mahaba yun, ha? Nato si JB. Pero mahabang 24 hours. We got separated for 24 hours. And akala ko hindi na kami magkakabalikan. Nung nagkabalikan kami, we learn about who we are, our true identity in God. We gave our life to Jesus. And then a few months later, we decided to let go of that house. It was our dream house. So, if today iisipin ko pa paano ako makapapatayo ng ganung bahay, hindi ko na ma-imagine. But we had to let it go. As we started over. We had to let it go. That house, our dream house, we sold it 30, 40, or 50% off. Alam mo yun, way below market value. But we let it go. We know that we want to start new. And then we prayed about it and we had peace. We started a life with the Lord and started all over. Though right now, after that house, we move into a townhouse. Yung lot area ng townhouse, 60 square meters. Made us really close. 60 square meter, imagine mo, close ka talaga kayo, no? Close kayo lahat. I remember one of my cousin went to our house and started crying. I said, "Why are you crying? Parang garahe nyo lang to before." Stop her there. And said, "You know what? But it's okay. We're a lot happier here." That made us new. Naging closer talaga kami, not just physically, but even with my two children. And we got close to the Lord. That's eternal value. It's not the house. It wasn't about the car. It was really our walk with God, knowing Him, and then raising up these children and having a happy life with my wife. What's eternal? Relationship with God. To have God in our marriage. Have godly character. And to be a blessing to others. Dati when I had businesses, I wasn't able to bless others. I did bless them, but I blessed them because I wanted them to know that I blessed them. Now, I don't bless people that much, or I just talk to them, I pray for them. They tell me that I'm a blessing. Because it's not really about the money. It wasn't about the money. Money doesn't have eternal purpose. In Matthew 6:33, we see God's heart. We have to know God's heart. As we have this relationship with Him, get to know Him more. This is His heart. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. His heart is to give us all. Not a few, not ito. No, give us all. Everything, all these things. Whatever you've been praying for. Are you praying for something? Who's praying for a house? Sige, who's praying for a car? Who's praying for promotion? Grabe si Chris, hindi na binaba yung kamay, no? Dire-diretso lang. Who's praying for an increase in sales? Who's praying for his own business? Who's praying for a wife or a partner? Ito, dalawang kamay, oh. Yung iba, are you praying? Yung iba yata, hindi na nagpe-pray. As this verse said, you know what? I'm claiming it right now. One day, I'm gonna come up in this stage again and tell you that God just gave me a house. That God would give me a house. Because you know why? Because I'm seeking Him. I'm seeking who He is. I'm seeking His heart. My prayer is that all of us will get that revelation also. That before we actually approach the throne and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, getting everything, thank you, thank you, thank you. We seek Him first. Get down on the knees, seek Him first. Know His heart, because everything else is already ours. Amen? Even in the command to tithe, we see the generous heart of God. Our favorite verse for tithes, Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in the house, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven. That's His heart. Bibigay niya sa'yo lahat. Bibigay niya sa'yo as you give back, as you return to Him what's His. God's heart is so big. It's so big. So, so big. The problem is, our mind and our heart is so finite. Ang liit na nga ng puso natin, may butas pa. Instead of saying thank you, being grateful, we have want more, more, more. Not knowing if we are pleasing our Master, God. I'm not going to talk about generosity anymore. We're going to talk about that on the fourth week. But I am privileged to build the kingdom of God with the little that I have. Because at the end of the day, I want to have the heart of Christ. And His heart is all about generosity and giving. That's His heart. God's heart is for us. God's heart is there on that cross when Jesus died. Jesus' heart is filled there when He died for you and I. Verse 21 hits the heart. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. First question is, what is your treasure? Next is, where is your treasure? Second question is, what's in your heart? Ano ba yung nilalaman ng puso nyo? Let's go back to tithing. When you give, when you be a cheerful giver, do you really be a cheerful giver? Or sometimes it's tight. Yung tight nyo, alam mo yung tight, yung mahigpit yung hawak nyo. Hindi nyo ma-release. Tight is an issue of the heart. It's an issue of the heart. I remember the first few months I was a Christian, I heard about tithing. And we were in the discussion. I remember this in McDonald's. Hindi ko lang kung doon si Kuya Bonnie. In McDonald's, we had business people in one group. Pastor Dennis was there. And I asked him, and actually, hindi ako. It was part of our discussion. Where do you tithe? How do you tithe? Do you tithe from the gross or from the net? Yun yung question. Sa gross ba o sa net? May isa pa nga. Yeah, kasi family business kami. I'm the president, but there's a vice president. Ang haba ng kwento niya eh. But I'm the president. So do I tithe from the net? Or the whole company? Or my earning also? Pastor Dennis's answer was this. For your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Silence. Awkward. Awkward. I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Next week, meeting kami. Yung pa rin tanong ko. So, pastor, saan ba talaga? Sa gross or sa net? Give me this verse again. Larry, what's inside your heart? And I knew all along there's something wrong with my heart. Because the second time he asked me, hindi ko pa rin mag-get. Diniretso niya ako eh. Sabi niya sa akin, saan mo gusto kayo bless ni God? Sa gross or sa net? Ting! O nga, no? Sometimes we forget who gives us the ability to produce wealth. Who? God gives us the ability to produce wealth. He gave us the 100% to give back to Him the 10%. So why are you withholding the 10%? You get the 90% in return. Can I get a volunteer? I want to do an illustration. Volunteers. One volunteer. Hindi ko kayo papasayawin. Maybe papakantahin ko lang kayo. Sige na. Ha? Chris Key. O, sige, ikaw na. Matapang. Cue mo nga yung sa CD na ano. Hindi, lang ko lang. CD. Chris Key is one of our kids' church volunteers. Can I give you this? Okay, bibigyan ko siya ng 500 pesos. Can everybody count, okay? Everybody, hindi lang ikaw. Everybody. Puro ikaw eh. Everybody. Ay, masunurin. How much is that? 500. Uy, ang galing ah. Wala kang cellphone ah. Na-compute mo ah. Five. Okay, how much is tithes?
10%.
10%. 10% of 500 is? 50 pesos. Can you put 50 pesos here? Okay, palakpakan natin siya. Marunong siya mag-mat, no? Palakpakan niyo siya. Make sure that you put this in the tithe box. That's already yours. O, yung iba gusto na mag-volunteer. Diba? It pays. Baka sabi niyo, mabilis lang yun. Kasi 50 pesos lang eh. Kasi it's just 500 pesos, ang tithes 50 pesos. Paano kung 5,000 na? Pagkano ang tithes pag 5,000? Ha? Yung iba nagko-compute pa rin. Okay. 500. Okay. Pag 50,000. Ha? Ito, negosyante. Mamaya, endorse kita. 5,000. Pag 500,000, pagkano na yung tithes? Pag 50,000, hindi mo na kaya ng cash yun, di ba? Ang tithes mo? Tama ba? Checkin mo na, di ba? May 50 na. Pag 5 million yung sales mo, how much is your tithes? 500,000. Medyo matamindaming zero na yun, di ba? Remember, I was a businessman before. And I knew that. I naramdaman ko yun. Pag medyo yung nagsi-six digit na hindi kasama yung zero, papabilang ka. I did this once. Sabi ko, Lord, sa'yo naman to, di ba? Binigay mo naman sa akin, binless mo sa akin. Utangin ko muna. Roll ko. Lord, list ako na lang. Tapos pag nag-roll, pag kumita, dagdagan ko pa yung tithes ko sa'yo. Inutuo ko pa si God eh. Nilista ko. Nawala ko yung listahan. But nilista ko. Sometimes we do that. Sometimes we withhold. Sometimes we forget. We always teach in kids' church how to tithe. I remember my son, Monty, when he was 9 years old. My second son, Monty, when he was 9 years old. Yung magta-tithes na every week. Diligent yan. Dad, where's my envelope? Lalagay niya 50 pesos. Dad, where's my envelope? Every Sunday. Excited yan. Minsan hindi siya nakapag-church. Hawak niya envelope niya. Dad, can you just give it to church? Hindi siya man nakapunta. Christmas time, he got 7,000 pesos. Gifts. Cash gifts that Christmas. Yung pagdating ng Sunday. Dad, here's my 50 pesos. Oh, wait, son. Remember, you got 7,000 pesos? Yeah. 10% is, tinuro ako lang man. 700 pesos. No way! Pasigaw siya eh. No way. Sometimes we're like that. Sometimes we're like that. Nakakalimutan natin na, o nga pala, no? Siya nga nag-bless sa'yo eh. Di ba pinag-pray mo? Then when He blesses us, He would say, wait a minute, is this really yours? Lord, pinagpaguran ko to, ah, Lord. Pawis at dugo ko to. Pwede ba pahiram muna? Tight is an issue of our heart. Check what's inside your heart. Your actions will be dictated by your desires. What are your desires? Whatever is in your heart will sooner or later reflect your action. Reflect how you think, how you speak, and then your action. When it comes to finances, whatever you value from the heart will reflect where your money goes. It will affect where you goes. Your treasure, where you put your treasure, will show what's inside your heart. I remember what Pastor Steve said in one of his preachings. Where you put your money will pull your heart towards that direction. Kung saan ka daw nag-i-invest, kung saan mo nilalagay yung pera mo, dun ka daw, dun yung magiging direction mo. He made an illustration as an American. He came here in 1984. As an American, hindi pa sila mag-asawa. Or kakakasal lang nila ng kanyang asawa, si Deborah. When they came here, ang favorite sports niya is football, American football, and baseball. But since there's no football and baseball here, wala siyang mapaglibangan. But then, he got kids. Nagkaroon siya ng mga anak. Actually, his children were actually born here in the Philippines. And when they were old enough to play sports, they chose tennis. And they went to Valle Verde Country Club to play tennis. They became actually good tennis players. They even competed internationally. So napunta yung hilig niya into tennis. Maski he doesn't really have the skill, but at times he would play with them. He's saying that where you put your money, it will really pull you towards that. Sabi niya, grabe investment niya doon. Not just the monetary investment on trainers, on coaches, on tournament fees, also the gears, but actually the eternal purpose, yung pinaka-eternal yung return ng investment niya there is those times with his children. Those times, those di ba, naturuan niya yung bata, hindi lang sa sport, but actually building up their character through that sport and his time with them. Where you put my money? Aside from food, then nagbabawas na kami sa food eh. Actually, my family. Just came from a vacation. From a vacation in Boracay. Masarap. Ang mahal. It's expensive. Family of five, including the yaya, family of six. Masakit. Mararamdaman mo. But that's where we put our money. That's where we put our treasure. Our heart is in that. We value that. I remember Lara, our three-year-old, when she built that tawag niya diyang castle. Wag niyo na iyan, basta castle na yan, umuuna kayo. Ko-comment pa kayo eh. When she built that, after in the afternoon, before mag-evening, the tide would come in. And ang bilis ng tide sa Boracay. Then it washes all the towers away or the barrier ba yung ginawa niya, I don't know. And ang lakas na sigaw niya. Dad, what happened? What happened? It's ruined. Parang saan mo nakita, narinig yung ruined, no? 3 years old. It's ruined. It's gone. It's ruined. That was a teaching moment for us. Taught her how we can build our own walls. We can build something up. But eventually, it would be gone. What we're building here, where we put our money, we even have envelopes for our trips. We would put envelopes as little savings. Totoo lang, no, yung envelope never naging enough for our trips. But we were faithful. We are faithful in doing that. Even in investing in other people's trips. What we're building here, we're building memories. Maybe the tide would come in, wash away all the sand. Maybe even the hotel that we stayed in a few years' time, maybe it will be gone. But the memories that we invested in, it will be there. It will be eternal. That's where we put our money. Do you value God more than anything today? When you value someone, we will do what pleases him or her. When we value God, we will do what pleases him by being faithful to him. Are you faithful? Are you faithful? He is faithful. It says in Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. He is that faithful. I could go on and on. Siguro abot tayo 8:30. Just showing you, just illustrating how faithful he has been in our lives. But his word is clear. Clearly says that we honor God in everything. In our finances, in tithing. If our hearts are clear that we value God, it will not be difficult to translate to action. If we know that we're pleasing him, if our joy, if our heart is to please God, it would not be difficult to translate to action. Hindi siya mahirap nagawin. Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Guard your heart. If you have been, you had a problem tithing, if you had a problem with being generous, guard your heart. Because from it would flow your action, your words. When we love God more than anything, our view of money will be put right. When we love God more than anything, more than the things that he blesses us with, our view of money will be put right. We will not be tight in our tithes. We would give freely. We will be a cheerful giver. We would be generous. And we would know the eternal purpose in where we would invest. Malalaman natin saan natin ilalagay. Why? Because you are now right with God. Your relationship with God. All of us needs a heart transplant. All of us. When you check where you put your treasure, what's inside your heart, you would say, nga no, Pastor, tagalin mo na yung heart ko. Not revive it. Not inject something to make it. No, it's actually a heart transplant. Make it new. To have a regenerate heart. Bagong heart. A heart that would beat what's in the heart of God. Ultimately, this is a question all of us need to answer. Who is your master? Where is your treasure? What's in your heart? Third one is, who is your master? Verse 24, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other. He will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. He's saying it here very clearly. You cannot serve God or money. You have to choose one. My prayer is that when we go home today, actually, before the service ended, alam na natin who are we serving. And then we would repent because we know that we should be serving God. Robert Morris, a pastor and author, The Blessed Life, love his own autobiography. This pastor has been pastoring for so long. He has given away not just money, even cars. Nabigay siya ng kotse. Hindi yung binigay niya kotse niya kasi may extra siyang kotse. Hindi. Binigay niya yung kotse niya kasi sinabi ni God, bigay niya. Now he has been giving houses away. Okay, from his own money. Not from the church's money, but his own money. That's how such a blessing Robert Morris is. He says here, the reason we cannot serve both God and Mammon is that the spirit of Mammon is the opposite of the spirit of God. Mammon says to take, God says to give. Mammon is selfish, God is generous, and so on. Okay, yung iba na tagtatanong, saan pwede na serve God or money? But saan pumasok yung Mammon? Diba, saan daw pumasok yung Mammon? Sino gutom dito? Can you raise your hands? Mukha ba akong gutom? Palagi ako mukhang busog. Hindi, seriously, sinong gusto ng Mammon? Sinong gusto ng Mammon? Sinong gusto ng Mammon? Ha? It's the birthday of our dear friend Kat Law, the wife of Jason Law. Happy birthday. Isa lang. Don't share. Yung sa kabila, Jason, you have to treat me later. Dun sa likod. Ay. Sorry, I don't know you. That's why I give you. Sabi ng iba, oh no, they know, he knows me. Di ba? First timer, you have to be back next week, okay? I'll hold you to that. Sir, kasi gusto daw na asawa mo. Can you help me, bro? Wag sa'yo, ha, pamigay mo. Wala na akong oras eh. Mammon. Bakit mammon? Hindi lamon, ha? Bakit pag nakikita nyo kami, tingin nyo lamon? Why mammon? New King James Version, before they translated it, ang nakalagay din talaga is mammon, not money. When you say mammon, it's a spirit that rests on wealth or money. Wealth, resources, or money. Hindi lang money. Sometimes we just focus on that. But there's a spirit there. The spirit of mammon says that you are focused on even wealth, even resources. When you serve, who you serve the most is your master. Question now is, who you serve the most? Do you serve your God or do you serve wealth? Hindi lang money. Wealth, it can be your career. Wealth can be, di ba? Your work, your priorities. Sometimes it can even be your ministry. That you would see that you are actually serving your own kingdom. Money is a great servant, but a bad master. It's a great servant, but a very bad master. Take it from me. I live that life. It's a good tool. It's a good tool if you put it to good use. But money can be a slave driver. I was driven like a slave before, working. Sometimes 2, 3 o'clock, nasa office pa ako. My wife would call. Buntis pa siya. Away kami sa phone. Ano ba? Nagtatrabaho nga ako para sa inyo eh. Sometimes I would skip parties. Why? I have business deals, business meeting. I'm playing golf with my business partners. Or potential pa lang nun. Pero tawag ko business partner just to get away. Money is a great servant but a bad master. I've served money for quite some time. It doesn't have any eternal purpose. I serve money. I bow down to money. Money in itself is good. But the love of money, that's where we have problem. When you see money as something that you worship, because you can actually use money and you can worship money. Question here right now is that who are you serving? Who are you serving? God or money? Picture of actors, but actually they represent the four men who built America. Who watches History Channel? Yeah, I love watching History Channel. And the four men that built America: Carnegie, Vanderbilt, Rockefeller, and Ford. Four of them built America. Yung iba, cars, built cars, railroad tracks, railroad trains, and then steel mills. They were the people who built America. Back then, because of their riches, sa sobrang yaman nila, they would build their own bank. Kasi hindi kasa yung pera nila sa, maliliit lang yung mga banko before. So they would build their own bank. Back then, when people, pag meron kang 100 or 200,000, millionaire na feeling mo doon, ito mga to, tens of millions. But when they died like paupers. Para silang pulubing, namatay sila. It doesn't mean that they don't have money in the bank. They did. They actually did. But they think that they never made it. They were there, but they never made it. Somebody overtook them. There's always somebody who overtakes them. They were driven by money. They were slaves to their own money. And they served money. That's why they felt when they died like paupers. They tried to be rich, but they forgot that they're already rich. When you check their bank accounts, they're actually rich. I want to end with this verse. The previous verses before explained how Jesus was being trapped. He He was being trapped. People wanted him to be exonerated. Gusto nila siya makulong. Gusto nila siya actually mapatay. And they asked him, Jesus, should we pay our taxes? Kailangan magbayad ng tax? Should we pay our taxes? And this is Jesus' answer. He said to them, therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. He's saying here that, yeah, yes, you pay your tax. But you give to God what it actually is His. Tithing, being generous, giving back, not just hoarding it, not just lording it over. My question now is that when you see yourself as a coin, what is the inscription? Ano yung naka-engrave? Is it Caesar's? Is it the world? Is it material things? Or is it God? Are you God's people? Do you give back to God what is His? Can I ask everybody to stand up? Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your very word today. Lord, I lift it up to your spirit, Lord God. Not to convict us or condemn us, but rather, Father, to reveal in us, Lord, the true state of our hearts, where we put our treasure, and Lord, who we actually serve. Church, been there before. If you're in this place right now and you know that you've been a slave, that money is your master, don't feel condemned, don't be humiliated, but rather take that step, take that bold step. Repent and do otherwise. Repent and do as what the word says. His promises for us is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. His very word is a lamp upon your feet, would direct your every step, would light it all the way. If that is you and you know that you've been serving money as your master with all eyes closed and heads bowed down, I want you to raise up your hand and acknowledge it. I see that hand. Thank you. God sees your heart. God sees your sincerity. Thank you. Thank you. You can put your hand down. Father, you see their heart. Father, I feel the beating of their heart because I was once there before. Lord, though you're just, you're a merciful God. Thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. Lord, I pray, Lord, my brothers and sisters, Lord, that you set them free. Lord, that as you reveal them to them their true state of their heart, that you will also give them that light, the light that would direct them from that tunnel, Father. Lord, saying unto you, my brother and sister, I would never leave you nor forget you. The ways that you have learned before, do away with them, for I'm giving you a new wineskin. The old is gone and the new has come. Take a hold of the things that I promise you, because they've been always there. Everything I will fulfill according to my timing. Be still and know that forever I am faithful. Thank you, Lord God, that you show us faithfulness. Though we are unworthy, though we are always changing, but you remain the same. Father, and I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters. If you have been struck by that message, and you know that for some time, you've been close fist on things that is of God. Yung hindi mo mabitawan yung para sa Kanya. You know that You are not, you haven't been a blessing to His people, His church, to His work. And you want to repent on that. If that is you, with all eyes closed and heads bowed, I want you to raise up your hands. Thank you for your humility. Thank you. God sees your heart. You can put your hands down. Father, I pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters. Lord, indeed, Lord, it is a blessing to be able, Lord, to be called heirs of your throne. Father, I pray, my prayer, Lord, is that they will know, Lord, they will have a change of mindset, Lord. Their hearts will be renewed. They would see you as their Abba Father, the one who provides, the one, the true source of everything, Lord God. And that, Lord, when they give it back, Lord, they will know, Lord, that they are not actually slaves, but they are heirs, Lord. Tagapagmana lang lahat ng yaman mo, Father. And Lord, I speak a blessing on them, Father. Release them from this bondage. Release them, Lord God. Set them free for your very word. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us, Lord God. Indeed, we will be an answered prayer to people who have been praying for so long. That you would use us, not just by our encouragement, even materially, even through our time. Lord God, Lord, I pray that you will open the barn gates of heaven to each and every one of us. Can I ask everybody to raise up your hands? Father, thank you, Lord God, that you provide. Thank you, Lord God, that you are faithful. Thank you, Father, and we receive each and every blessing that it's ours accordingly as our faith indicates. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.